This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour two of the Wednesday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the Pack-A-Day toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Izzy in here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are totally free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. As we roll back into the phone calls here, this is the show about your calls. We're going back to Dennis in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Dennis, did you miss a chance to get out everything that you had to say last time?
I there was one other aspect of this. We're talking about, you know, offing the leaders of the movement. And you're right, you know, offing the FFP leadership, that's only a few people and no one listens to them anyways.
Yeah, but it would still make a difference, because if you bumped off the entire, maybe if you bumped off Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, that's going to resonate. That news is going to come out. I mean, if his head, his brains got splashed all over the side of a wall somewhere, that's going to scare a few people.
That could just be murder, though. But if if 10 people showed up within the same month for whatever, you know, for, you know, mysterious reasons, dead.
Right, like all of the board members of the Free State Project.
I think the Free State Project is pretty much over.
I doubt it, because, okay. I mean, there's so many of the ones, like, for example, the head of the IT department lives in Moscow right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how you're going to get to him. And, you
KGB.
Know, IT... Pardon?
You stick the KGB on him. Come on, this is the New World Order we're talking about here, Dennis. These are the most powerful people in the world.
I should have known.
You know, if this New World Order is so powerful and so scary and, you know, they've got their tendrils into everything, why aren't they taking action? Why aren't they doing anything to eliminate this movement? Maybe they just don't think that we're serious yet.
You know, with respect to the gentleman who said that pretty much everybody is already for big government and he was just disgusted, a little factoid here. According to the Secretary of State of New Hampshire, 36% of people in New Hampshire are registered as undeclared. And that's, you know, they're definitely not Republicans or Democrats, whatever they are.
Wow, so that means, 30-something percent are Republicans, 30-something Democrats, and then 36% undeclared?
That's right.
Right on. Dennis, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Bill in Virginia, also on an amplifier line. Hello, Bill.
How you doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, you know, I was just thinking, as Dennis brought up, if they start, you know, offing or messing with Free State Project members or their leadership or anything like that, I mean, that's just going to encourage me to get up there sooner.
Why?
Because Free State Project is about fighting for freedom. The whole idea is not to run away, it's to get in there and fight. And if they want to fight, we can give it to them.
Hmm. Do you think you might be the one?
That is, you know, if we're losing Free State Project members in New Hampshire, it looks like there's a niche to fill.
That's awfully courageous of you.
They're doing something about it. We're accomplishing something that they don't want us to accomplish.
That's really courageous of you, Bill, and I don't know if most people would feel that same way.
I don't know if I feel that way.
Well, you know, what do they say? I'd rather, you know, die on my feet than live on my knees.
Absolutely.
It's a quality of life issue. We know that the United States is just getting worse and worse. We're not going to run to the Bahamas because it's not going to get any better. The only solution right now, what the Free State Project is all about, is doing something. So if we're doing something and they're reacting in a way that's fearful, then let's keep doing it. That's the key.
Excellent point.
Right?
You know, I'm already here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and if indeed bodies started turning up, I think that that would just, you know, at this point, I probably wouldn't decide to leave. I'd probably just decide to stick it out and watch my back and do my best to, I guess, stay alive at that point. It would certainly be an interesting situation.
You have friends to watch your back for you, right?
Good point, Bill. Any other thoughts for us?
Not at the moment.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So we've been talking about the election and the dismal result of the Libertarians and how the Free State Project is the only sensible solution for liberty in our lifetime. I mean,
the only one I can think of.
As each election passes, it should be becoming more and more clear to those who have been in denial, to those who still continue to believe that they possibly have a chance of attaining liberty in their lifetimes, where they're currently at, if where they're currently at is not New Hampshire. It would seem to me that it should be growing on people as time goes on. And I think it is. And I think it's going to be good. The Free State Project has seen a boost in recruiting numbers over the past several days since the election, as expected.
Well,
I hope they can keep it up. I hope it doesn't trail off after 2 weeks. I hope more people get angry and decide to make a difference and join up.
Well, you know, I think that if you want to see more signups with the Free State Project, you probably should go with what works. And, you know, I am an unmitigated seller for the show, but I have to say this show works in that respect.
Oh, sure.
They should be dumping money into Free Talk Live. The more stations we're on...
Well, $3 a month is part of the amplifier.
I'm not talking about listeners. I'm talking about the Free State Project.
Oh, I see.
You know, I don't know what their budget is.
They may only have so much to dump.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But this works. This is the number one recruiter, and that's where I'd be going. What works?
Yeah. Of course, if I was the Libertarian Party, I'd be doing the same thing, but they haven't even bothered to ever try that.
What, Libertarian Party dumping into Free Talk Live?
Advertising on Free Talk Live.
We're not that big a supporter of the Libertarian Party.
I support them more if they send some money my way.
Now, people, you've finally seen where Ian's for sale. You always know that I'm for sale, but here you have the opportunity. Ian could be bought by the Libertarian Party.
I was much more friendly towards the Republican Liberty Caucus when they were an advertiser.
That's true.
800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line.
But at this point, the Republican Liberty Caucus has given us money. And
the Libertarian Party has not.
The Libertarian Party has not.
That's right. All right. So we've been talking about the election, and apparently we're not the only ones with some, I guess, afterthoughts. Michael Moore, the famous socialist, has a few things to say.
Well, I don't know. Michael Moore, in this Mike's letter, as it's entitled, dated yesterday, he sort of he makes the liberals' pledge to disheartened conservatives. I don't know if this represents what the Democrats believe.
It represents what one Democrat believes.
It does. And it's funny, and it's a great little laugh. Of course, I sincerely hope...
I saw some of this in advance. I don't know if a lot of it's funny.
I consider it funny, because he's such a liberal.
Okay.
I know you're dismayed and disheartened at the results of last week's election. You're worried that the country's heading towards a very bad place. You don't want it to go. Your 12-year-old Republican revolution has ended up with so much yet to do, so many promises... left unfulfilled. You're in a funk, and I understand. Well, cheer up, my friends. Do not despair. I have good news for you. I and the millions of others who are now in charge with our Democratic Congress, he feels like he's in charge.
Yeah, yeah.
have a pledge we would
You're
like.
Right, this is funny.
Yes. We would like to make to you a list of promises. This is just unmitigated goading towards conservatives, but it's fun.
I find it funny that he continues to use the term we.
Mm-hmm.
As though he's in charge, or that the Democrats as a whole, the voters, somehow are the ones making the decisions here.
Mm-hmm.
Not so.
This is a list of promises that we offer you because we value you as our fellow Americans. You deserve to know that we plan to do what we plan to do with our newfound power. And, to be specific, what we will do to you and for you.
Mm.
Thus, here is our liberals' pledge to dishearten conservatives. Dear conservatives and Republicans, I and my fellow signatories hereby make these promises to you. 1. We will always respect you for your conservative beliefs. We will never call you unpatriotic simply because you disagree with us. In fact, we encourage you to dissent and disagree with us.
I believe him on that one.
Really?
I believe him.
He's a little vitriolic when it comes to dissenting. But okay. 2. We will let you marry whomever you want, even when some of us consider your behavior to be different or immoral. Who you marry is none of our business. Love and be in love. It's a wonderful gift. Now, in most states, Democrats are not outnumbered 80-20. And in a lot of states, that's the kind of numbers that people disagree with gay marriage.
Hmm.
So I don't know if he represents every Democrat there. Just my thought. 3. We will not spend your grandchildren's money on our personal whims to enrich our friends. It's your
check. Oh, that's silly.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
Get
absolutely
real.
Yeah. get the checkbook out. We're spending your great-grandchildren's
right.
money.
First of all, we aren't going to be spending anybody's money. It's the government that's going to be spending the money, the government run by people who aren't you, Michael Moore. Now, that may be true if it was Michael Moore, though I doubt it. If he was to get his hands on power, he'd be just like the rest of them. He'd be instituting the programs that he wanted to see and distributing wealth in the way that he thought was appropriate. And there's more wealth distribution coming up. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
1-800-Flowers.com wants to remind you Thanksgiving is November the 23rd. Try the Harvest Glow centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers, either as a gift or to decorate your table this Thanksgiving. The small is $49.99, and the large is just $59.99. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts delivered same day, any day. Use code FTL to save 10% on your next order. That's FTL for a 10% savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 15th, 2006. Gold opened at $617.10, and 1 ounce coins can be purchased for $637.60 and $321.35 for half ounce coins. That's $637.60 and $321.35. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Your show, you bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website as well. At freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system awaits you with a lot of posts, 140,000 plus for you to surf around through. Lots of people interacting and lots of different things to discuss there. At bbs.freetalklive.com, like the rest of the features on our website, it is completely free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Though I would like to address something that happened today on the bulletin board system. We had the spammer hit the BBS again.
Oh.
Yeah, this guy hit the BBS probably about 3 or 4 months ago. And essentially, what happens is we think it's a robot that basically signs up for the site, or maybe the person signs up in person and then activates this robot, which essentially gets the entire list of usernames on the website,
mm-hmm.
and then goes through and sends a private message to each and every single one of the usernames on the entire website.
Well, at the very least, they don't get their email address somehow.
They don't get their email address.
And
that's
then like, continually spam them. It's just a spam through the BBS itself.
Right, because what happens is, by default, and we're looking at changing this, we're looking at making this a little more difficult for this to happen, so we're going to figure out a way, hopefully, to prevent this from happening in the future. But nonetheless, if it ever does happen again, basically what happens is if you get sent a private message, the system, the bulletin board, will send you an email saying, hey, you got a private message waiting for you. And then it also includes the text of the private message, which is sort of a problem because apparently people don't actually read what the full email says. So I get a bunch of emails today from people saying, hey, what's with this spam from you guys? Well, I didn't send out the spam. What they were confused about is the email that notifies them of the waiting private message is from the Free Talk Live BBS.
Right.
But when they look in the email, they sort of skip past the first few lines where it says, hey, there's a private message waiting for you. Click here to get it. And they go and read the actual message, and then they think that we sent out the porn spam. So, no, we didn't send out the porn spam. Yes, the guy has been banned at this point, and this doesn't happen very often. But nonetheless, I want to make it clear that it wasn't us. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, why would we do that to people?
800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free lines. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. All right, we're talking about an email from Michael Moore. Now, he didn't actually email us personally. Apparently, this is some mass email that's been going around. He's trying to get people to sign on to it, mm-hmm. and it's essentially just a knife in the wounds of the Republicans out there. He's outlining a few things that he's promising that the Democrats are going to do to and for, as he puts it, the Republicans.
That's right. Number four. When we soon bring our sons and daughters home from Iraq, we will bring your sons and daughters home, too. They deserve to live. We promise never to send your kids off to war based on either a mistake or a lie. We'll send them off
to war
for very good reasons that we decide they are, but we won't send them off for a mistake or a lie. Well, I would venture to say, Mr. Moore, that all the wars that we've been in the last 100 years are mistakes or lies.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Okay.
He's just a partisan hack.
Five. Yes, it won't be mistakes or lies that I will admit to. Five, when we make America the last Western democracy to have universal health coverage and all Americans are able to get help when they fall ill, we promise that you, too, will be able to see a doctor, regardless of your ability to pay. And when stem cell research delivers treatments and cures for diseases that affect you and your loved ones, we'll make sure those advances are available to you and your family, too.
That's amazing how he can just predict the future like this, isn't it?
I sincerely hope we don't get universal health care, and if we're the last Western democracy to get it, God bless America.
How would you feel about secession in that case?
If we had to pay for... well,
if the federal government instituted a national health care system, a totally socialized health care system, would that maybe push you in a little more towards the secessionist direction?
All I'm interested in is taxes.
Mm-hmm.
If we've opted out of paying taxes at that point, it doesn't really matter to me whether they have whether we have universal health care. If New Hampshire said none of our...
well, they wouldn't let you have it. I mean, they'd be pissed.
Good.
Right.
I don't want it.
Maybe they'll roll in tanks. Would that be a mistake?
What would be a mistake?
On his part. He said he wouldn't do it, get into a war on a based on a mistake.
No, that would be a lie. Even though you have opposed environmental regulation, we will clean up the air and water, and we, the Democratic majority, will let you, too, breathe the cleaner air and drink the purer water.
Yes, government makes everything better. government makes water cleaner and purer and air better to breathe and health care better and government.
And forget that the government's the biggest polluter.
Yeah, well, that's minor detail.
7. Should a mass murderer kill 3,000 people on our soil? We will devote every single resource to tracking him down and bringing him to justice immediately.
Even all of your resources. We'll devote all those, too. We're going to take them all, considering we're going to have universal health care and all these other big government programs, mm-hmm. which are going to cost more and more money, because that's what government does. Government, Michael, doesn't get cheaper over time, even when the Democrats are in control. And so, therefore, you're talking about taking all of my resources and doing what you want with them.
Mm-hmm. 8.
Which isn't any different from the Republicans, by the way.
No, well, it's different because they want to do different things with your
right.
resources.
Slightly different. Okay, go ahead.
8. We will never stick our nose in your bedroom or your womb. What you do there as consenting adults is your business. We will continue to count your age from the moment you were born, not the moment you were conceived. Although we will stick our nose in your business and your finances mm-hmm. and every other aspect of your life, we won't tell you whether or not you can abort your unborn fetuses.
Yeah, and we'll continue the war on drugs because we don't care about your freedoms.
Mm. We will not take away your hunting guns. If you need an automatic weapon or a handgun to kill a bird or a deer, then you really aren't much of a hunter and you should perhaps pick another sport.
Ah.
We will make our streets and schools
so he's gonna
as free as we can from these weapons and will protect your children just as we protect ours.
Great. So how are you going to do that, Michael? I mean,
I would like you to protect my children, but you're not going to do it by getting rid of these guns.
See, now, the Republicans want to create a police state for immigrants. They want to make it so the immigrants are the ones that are cracked down on. And that, you know, we have house-to-house searches and random roadblocks, all to catch the immigrants. Well, the Democrats are going to want to do the same thing. Create a police state to prevent us from getting our hands on guns and to keep us safe from criminals with guns, because the only way to keep guns out of the hands of criminals is to make sure that everybody doesn't have guns at all times, which means you'll have to have gun checkpoints to make sure nobody's trafficking guns through the city. You're going to have if you're going to allow somebody to have hunting rifles, you're going to have to, I guess, check out their houses to make sure they aren't hiding a handgun somewhere.
They could be.
Right.
You know, because if you don't do this, our streets and schools will not be safe. Our children will not be protected. That's what's being said here.
Right. We just haven't. He's essentially saying we haven't cracked down far enough. There's school shootings because, okay, yeah, the schools school zones are gun free zones, supposedly drug free zones, gun free zones, and all that. But the areas around them, people can still have handguns. So that's what we've got to do. We've got to expand those zones out, according to Michael Moore. People like him want to expand the zone to the entirety of America and you know, basically check you out, make sure you don't have any guns on you. That's really great.
When we raise the minimum wage, we will pay you and your employees that new wage, too.
Wow, the government's going to start paying people wages now?
Yeah, that's what he's... Yeah, the government just mandates what they get paid, pal. Anyway, when women are...
Well, maybe the government will start paying everybody. Maybe under the, you know, under Michael Moore's vision, perfect vision for America, everyone will become a government bureaucrat.
Right. The government will take all the money from the businesses and then redistribute it to the employees.
Well, now, isn't that sort of fascist as well?
Pretty darn close.
Okay, 800-259-9231. So really, there isn't a dime's worth of difference between... I mean, it's just the direction that they want to go. Both directions are going to get us to this domineering, tremendously large, oppressive state. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilted easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want, toll free. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark?
1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. That includes the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world that have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com? That's shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue with Michael Moore and some of his thoughts that he has for, there's apparently not a lot of an intellect behind the thoughts, but thoughts that he has for Republicans after their defeat, their sound defeat this year in the elections. He's going down a laundry list of things that he's promising will happen here within the next few years with the Democrats in charge.
On number 10, 10 was sort of two-parted. Secondly, it says, when women are finally paid what men make, we will pay conservative women that wage, too.
Oh, are we going to mandate this?
Well, that's what you're going to have to do, mm-hmm. because obviously the market has spoken on what men and women make.
Now,
I've seen statistics that say that men and women working the same job, women make 70 to 80% what men do. So they get paid, you know, four-fifths of what men do,
mm-hmm.
a fifth less. Now, I don't know how these statistics are come up with, but I would suggest that whoever's making these statistics is not a conservative that wants to see men paid more.
I would suggest
that it's somebody who's all about equality that wants to see women paid more. Somebody who's very much on the side of seeing women paid more, whether it's more and that's fair or more that's more. You understand?
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, why there's that disparity?
Well, here's what I would speculate. I would speculate that men and women in the same jobs get paid differently because women probably start families. In a lot of cases, they'll drop out of the workforce, and they'll go and they'll have kids, and you know they won't come back anytime soon, and somehow that affects the numbers. Now, I don't know everything about these numbers. I haven't researched this ad infinitum or anything like
questionable
that.
To
but
me.
My personal experience is that women get paid as much as men do. Every place I've ever worked, I haven't seen women getting paid less because they're female.
I guess the suggestion is that there's just a bunch of misogynists in charge of businesses. Because if I was the one doing the hiring,
that is the suggestion,
right? Because if I was the one doing the hiring, if you're an equally qualified woman as you are a man or as a black or a white or a Hispanic or whatever, I don't care.
It doesn't make
any sense.
I want
to hire who the best is, and I want to pay them whatever they deserve.
That doesn't make any sense to me that they wouldn't do that. I mean, maybe there are companies out there like that. I've heard people make those.
There must be. I mean,
there absolutely must be.
But most of
they're not dragging down the numbers that far. They couldn't drag down the numbers by 20%.
Right.
There's no way. So it has to be something else. And I would speculate that you know what is different about men and women is women can start families and men really can't. And now, if I decided to take a 2-year sabbatical so that I could go, hunting around the wilds of Africa searching for. A rare form of butterfly, I would think that my earning potential would take a hit. Your earning
Probably.
Potential takes a hit if you move a lot. If you're not stable, if you're not stationary in one place, working for the same company overtime, not to say that you can't move from one company to another, but the company that would be hiring you would want to see stability in your working for the previous company. If you're going to leave to have kids or you get knocked up or whatever, you're not as valuable.
Hmm.
So, and some women get, it happens that women get pregnant accidentally. And that's an instability factor.
I just want to look at his potential solution here. I mean, he's outlining this as a supposed problem.
Yeah. Basically the government's going to have solutions for these
things.
Right.
His solution is going to be a government solution. And that means we're going to mandate that people hire women on at the exact same rate as men. I guess... Maybe not if they're the same qualifications, I don't know, but if you are a misogynist and you are running, and that is a man who hates women, right?
That's my understanding.
They
don't have a term for a woman that hates men.
Oh, I'm sure there is such a
yes, thing. Yes, I've never
feminist.
Heard it.
Feminist.
That's not exactly the right term.
That's true. And that's not fair either, because there are liberty-oriented feminists that aren't the same as the other feminists, and we're not going to get into all that. But it seems to me that if they put a hiring quota in or something, then some of the misogynists will just say, well... You know what? I don't want to hire any women. I'm not accepting applications for women. Then we're going to mandate that people accept applications from women, even when they don't want women working for them. In which case, it brings me back to the old point of, why do you want to work for someone like this? If you're a woman and you're going into somewhere and the guy hates women and it's sort of known that he hates women because he has to be forced to hire them, why would you want to work for this person?
And there's it gets down to the ludicrous. When we love to take problems to the ludicrous.
Mm-hmm.
What about the guy who filed against Hooters for not hiring him to be one of the Hooters girls?
Yeah.
To wear those little short orange skirts or orange shorts with the stockings and the mm-hmm. little tied up shirt. I mean, thank God they didn't hire him. That'd be awful. And what about this? What if in the movie Pulp Fiction or Green Mile, where the big black guy, I don't remember what his name is, but he has mm-hmm. three names.
Yeah, John Clark Duncan, Michael Clark Duncan.
Okay, that guy. So what if the role that he played was actually, because they had to be fair and allow anybody to apply and look for the best attributes, whatever, and then you're looking for the best person.
Those will never come to Hollywood.
I understand what you're saying. They won't come to Hollywood, but let's boil it down
fine.
To the ludicrous. What if they had to have a short, paraplegic white woman in there instead? I mean, would it affect the movie? You're damn right it would.
Yeah.
It matters who you hire. And as an employer, I should be able to hire who I want to hire. What about construction crews? What about this short, white, paraplegic woman for my construction crew?
Hmm.
Do I have to build her a machine so that she can handle the jackhammer? I mean, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Pretty
this
ludicrous.
Is ludicrous.
All right.
Stop it.
Let's
Number 11. We will respect your religious beliefs, even when you don't put those beliefs into practice. In fact, we will actively seek to promote your most radical religious beliefs. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the peacemakers. Love your enemies. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. By the way, that sounds very communist to me. We will implement, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
I don't get it.
Well, essentially, rich people rich people have a difficult time going to heaven
because
camels can't go through eyes of needles. And I have a needle. Oh God! Why isn't this easy for you to understand? Okay, I have a needle is a
very small, yeah.
A small door on a big door in a walled city.
Oh,
okay. But either way,
it was the eye of a needle.
Even if it's the eye of a needle, even if it is the eye of a needle, it would be difficult for a camel to pass through that hole, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's difficult for a rich man to go to heaven. So money's bad, and we need to take all the money away from the rich people and give it and distribute it. Of course, the government needs 70% of that money in order to do this job of distribution.
Right.
So
will the camel go to heaven? That's what I'm concerned about.
There's no heaven for camels.
Okay, let's move on.
That's an interesting topic, by the way. I've certainly heard Christians argue just to the ends of the earth about
what?
Whether or not animals
people?
Go to heaven.
Oh, animals.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever you did for one of the least of these brethren of mine, you did for me. That's another Bible verse saying that you should help poor people. We will let people in other countries know that God doesn't just bless America. He blesses everyone. We will discourage religious intolerance and fanaticism, starting with the fanaticism here at home, thus setting a good example for the rest of the world.
Discourage is such a nice word.
Yeah.
For passing laws against what they call hate crimes, right?
Yes, or something like that. That's absolutely what he's looking to do.
Now, I'm all...
he is making also the suggestion that religion started this war.
I want to make it clear that I'm very tolerant. I don't have any hatred towards any groups. However, I don't like the idea of a hate crime in that if you commit murder, you should be punished for murder.
Mm-hmm.
If you commit murder while saying, "I hate you, Whitey," that shouldn't increase the amount of time that you spend for committing the murder. That person you killed is still dead. Does it matter whether you hated him or whether you just you just disliked him? I mean,
and
come on.
It's thought police.
It's
essentially saying that this thought is punishable by this, this additional amount of time. So, that's not good. Whatever the crime is, it should be bad no matter why you did it.
Well, we know what their plans are. I don't like them. But then again, I didn't like the Republicans' plans either. Either way, government's getting bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive, and more expensive than it ever has been. And the American people continue to go along with the plan. It's amazing. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It's your show. Free Talk Live.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit.
Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features because they're all completely free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff. In fact, you can buy as much stuff as you like. Amazon.freetalklive.com is the place to go and shop. And you can purchase pretty much anything you might need for life, whether it be the hot new DVD that's going to be released next week, or a new book, or a piece of furniture, electronic devices, baby stuff, accessories, clothing. If you can think of it, they probably sell it. Even groceries. Amazon.freetalklive.com. There's 35 categories to shop in. And free Super Saver shipping on most of your orders. Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you shop there, a percentage of your sale goes to help Free Talk Live. Amazon.freetalklive.com. To the amplifier lines. Let's talk to Niall in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Niall.
Bring you back to... Hey, I'm sorry. Hello,
what's on your mind?
People.
We got you.
I'm calling from the Gimme Liberty Bar, and it's fantastic here. We're missing Markwich, though.
The Gimme Liberty Bar in Second Life, which is sort of an alternative reality, essentially. People get in there and sort of network with one another, fly around, and do all sorts of crazy stuff and fun stuff. It's a very neat place. I've been there myself, the Gimme Liberty Bar. You can get there by going into Second Life and searching for... Free State Project, right?
Yep, Free State Project or Free Talk Live will get you both there.
Fantastic. How many people are hanging out in there tonight?
We've got a few. We've got most everybody that I'm used to seeing. And we also have a website at jimmyliberty.com. But yeah, we got a lot of folks in there. It's pretty good night tonight.
Now, I know you were calling. I know you were calling for a reason, but since you mentioned Second Life, I saw that in the news today, Second Life, they're apparently... There's a new program that operates inside the game that allows you to copy anything that you see. Now, an important part of Second Life is the economy that they have there, because you can buy what they call Linden dollars with real U.S. dollars, and so you get money to spend in-game, and you can buy stuff. You can buy decorations for a house that you built, for instance, because you can create all kinds of different things.
If you can pick it up, they've got it, you know, and they sell it.
Right, you can buy everything from a rug for your house to sexual aid. There's all kinds of stuff you can buy in this game, and people have created these products and they put them up for sale. And what they do is they restrict the product. So, for instance, if I was selling something, or if I wanted to, I could put this product on. put a restriction on it. That way, if you bought it, Mark, you would be the only one that could keep that.
Okay.
You couldn't copy it to someone else. Now, some products are unrestricted, which means that if I came and saw you, you could copy any of those unrestricted products to me, and I could copy them to anybody else. But by putting the restriction on it, that makes it so more people will come and buy your product, right?
That
well, somebody
sense.
Has right. created a program that gets around all that, that essentially allows you to take any restricted product and make unlimited copies of it. And it's pretty much, I mean, they're concerned that this is going to just decimate the economy in Second Life. And have you heard about this yet?
No, I haven't heard about that. I actually purchased a floating longboard, and I've been having fun with it in the bar, knocking people over.
What is it?
A floating longboard.
I see.
Like a surfboard?
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So what was on your mind tonight, Noel?
I wanted to bring it back to last night when you're talking about people getting sentenced after they've been acquitted. And it really struck a chord with me because in connection to the charges I was facing with the weird little car chase me and my ex-wife had over the kids,
mm-hmm.
just to kind of bring your listeners up, I had met my wife to basically get some medicine and some clothes for the kids while we were more or less in a dispute over the custody.
Mm-hmm.
And she and her brother-in-law started chasing us down, boxing us in, chasing us all through the town. And I basically didn't stick around. I was driving away from her. Not fast or anything like that. But when I finally called the police and they pulled us all over, they all charged us equally with child endangerment.
Mm-hmm.
All of us equally. And, I fought the charges. The brother-in-law, they just threw them out. I fought the charges and was found not guilty, you know, like no evidence of anything.
Okay.
But at the end of it, the judge sentenced me to get fingerprinted with the police department, and I had to do it right then.
Huh.
And you know, everything was acquitted, and they said, you must go over there and get fingerprinted right then. And, well, you know, I did it. I was scared. I was just happy that it was kind of canceled out. But every day since then, I've really kind of regretted it.
Hmm.
You know, sort of even playing that game. I don't think I would do it again.
Well, but, now, would you have been facing some sort of punishment? I mean, you would have been disobeying the judge, contempt of court, or something like that?
Yeah, that was the clear implication in the courtroom. And they basically escorted me over there to the little machine they had, and they had me do it.
I see how you feel about that. I don't know. I mean, that's a tough choice. Do you want to get entered into the system, or do you want to stand up for principles and then possibly be thrown into a cage?
Definitely. I mean, if you play the games by their rules, they've already won. Whether or not you agree with the rules, they don't care if you think it's real or not. They don't care if you're happy with it. They only care that you do it.
Right.
And
yeah, Niall, I understand. I understand where you're coming from, but I mean, as somebody who I'm not a father, you are. I mean, I can understand that you've got kids. You want to make sure you're out of jail for those kids. And I mean, is it worth it to get thrown into jail just because you didn't want to give up your fingerprints? Because if you're going to get thrown into jail, there's a chance they're going to just force you to give them up anyway.
It's a fine line, but you know, I want to leave the world a better place for my kids. And someday, they're going to ask me, Dad, why didn't you live according to the principles that you taught us? What am I going to say?
Great point. Thanks for the call, Niall. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you.
Well, I don't know. That's a tough decision. I mean,
it'd be awfully brave of him to refuse that fingerprinting when he was just able to. That was his ticket out of court, right? Just give us your fingerprints. We'll let you go.
I'd give him the fingerprints personally, but that's just me.
And, you know, I'd feel more comfortable disobeying something like that if I was in New Hampshire, which I am, but he's not. He's calling from Utah. And that way I would know that, you know, there'd be a group of activists out there supporting me. Probably they'd be there in the courtroom at that time as well. And that might make me feel a little more comfortable.
I don't know what those activists are going to do when they drag you off to jail. I mean, protest?
Yeah, that's what we've been doing.
You have, and I just wouldn't want to sit in jail that long over
especially
not giving my fingerprints.
Kids, right?
Right.
Let's continue with David in California. You take control, David. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Good. I talked to you last night.
Excellent. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's interesting. You had brought up the eye of the needle with respect to Jesus' speaking to the rich man. And I just wanted to mention that it actually has to do with
releasing or letting go of your burden. If you'll recall, when the camel went through the needle gate, usually they were quite loaded, and that's why they couldn't make it through the needle gate, is because they were loaded down and had all sorts of, you know, goods or, on the camel.
Okay.
So the camels had to be unloaded, all the goods taken off of the camel, walked through the gate, and then the camel had to crouch down and go through the needle gate that way. And so
that Jesus can be so ambiguous at times. You'd think he would mention this burden that was pulled off the camel in order to get through the eye of the needle.
No,
The
idea is that a rich person can't get to heaven with the burdens of being a rich person.
You would think that he would have, if that's what he wanted to say, and you know, I hold him completely. Hold on. Wait, you would think that
that's what he did say.
No, it's not. He said that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich person to go to heaven. A rich man to go to heaven is what he said. And if he wanted to relay something about relieving one of one's burdens and all that other stuff, then chances are good. I mean, it seems to me he should have said that. But I still hold him responsible for not having written anything so much as his name down on a piece of paper, let alone being ambiguous on this.
I think that's actually wonderful. I think it's the greatest thing that. One of the greatest proofs that God actually walked on this earth.
What are you talking about?
Jesus Christ was God on this earth.
Well, why didn't he? How is it proof that he walked on the earth when he didn't leave any evidence behind?
Well, it's very interesting in the fact that God did not write one little thing. The only thing that he ever wrote that you would even know about was when he wrote the sins of the people standing around Mary Magdalene down on the dirt. Which is also significant.
Well, wait, so he could write then?
Of course he could.
Well, why didn't he write anywhere else?
He didn't have to. He was God on earth.
Well, maybe that's so, but don't you think that they're standing on Judgment Day? Do you believe in Judgment Day?
Yes or no?
Oh.
Okay. Standing there on Judgment Day, don't you think I've got a case standing before God? Hey, man, you left it to all these other people to write crap down, and I have to believe men to go to heaven? Why can't I believe God to go to heaven?
You have to believe God.
I'll believe anything God writes down and gives to me.
Hasn't happened. Thanks for the call, David. 800-259-9231. That would have made it really easy. In fact, if he's God, he could write something tonight and send it to you. DHL.
You'd think you'd know.
Hour 3's coming up. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.